supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure, from wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we choose an interesting topic to speak about. For today, we have forgiving and, of course, forgetting in the view of Islam.
فاعفو عني واهدني ولا تنسني.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 21st of the month of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. From the Holy Quran, verse 126, that was from chapter An-Nahl, has an important point. We listen to the verse, then we come back to speak about the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ.
And if you punish an enemy, O believers, punish with an equivalent of that with which you were harmed. But if you are patient, it is better for those who are patient.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
If the worst comes to worse and there is an entanglement involved and they take up arms and invade, the Holy Quran orders in implication that if you are supposed to retaliate, your retaliation must be with what you have suffered and not more than that. However, if you do not lose patience and having a forgiving attitude, this would be best for those who are patient. In some quotations, we have it that this verse was revealed during the Uhud battle, when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, witnessed the painful plight of the martyrdom of his uncle Hamza, in which case the enemy was not content with killing him, they tore up apart his chest. This was perhaps the most painful moments in the life of the Prophet. He controlled his nerves once again, selecting the second way, which consisted of forgiving.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
So as I told you, we're speaking about forgive and forget. Islam is a realistic, practical, and humanistic religion. It is only human for a person to feel hurt when he is wrong. Naturally, time is needed for the person to overcome the pain in order to forgive, and more time is needed to forget. The duration of time differs from one person to another because humans are naturally created diverse and different emotionally, physically, intellectually. Thus, the ability to forgive differs too. The cause of hurt differs too from a person to another. Thus, what can be forgiven easily by a person may not be so for another. While forgiving is not obligatory, there is room in Islam to allow each person to decide for themselves the extent at which they are able to forgive, and with Allah's grace, also forget.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his prophet project. Today we are going to talk about the essence and importance of forgiveness. Human beings continually strive to enhance the beauties of their life and achieve a higher level of beauty and perfection. One of the best ways to achieve this goal is through forgiveness and forbearance. Forgiveness gives meaning to human life, and fosters a sense of satisfaction with life. If we perceive happiness and having abundant blessings in life, the path to achieving it is not through accumulation and withholding, but through forgiveness and generosity. Forgiveness and forbearance are moral qualities that have various applications in religious texts. One of the applications of this term is pardon and forbearance, expressed in religious texts with keywords like forgiveness and overlooking. Religious leaders have extensively recommended this important ethical trait, advising its practice for individual and society across all dimensions, including worldly and otherworldly, that is, belonging to this world or hereafter, economic, social, and political aspects. In a gathering attended by Imam Ridha alayhi salam, a man was brought before Ma'mun, the king, who decided to execute him. Before doing so, Ma'mun sought the Imam's opinion on carrying out the sentence. The Imam alayhi salam said, "God will honor you with forgiveness." Ma'mun then pardoned the man.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain pouring all your soul.
Dear brothers, dear sisters, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we know more about how to forgive someone. One way is acknowledge what had happened. Whenever you have free time, take a breather and reflect on the incident that has happened. The first step to forgiveness in Islam is internalizing what had happened and accepting it as is and assessing how you were affected. Here are some of the questions you can ask yourself to get a better understanding on the incident. We can ask, what happened that caused the incident? How were you feeling at the time? How do you feel now? How did you and the other person react during the incident? Is there anything you could have done differently? It's important to know that we should be ready to forgive, for life is a constant test. A reason why everyone should be ready to forgive is the fact that the reality of dunya, this world, is filled with trials and tribulations. Accepting the tests is considered as accepting the divine decree of Allah the Almighty. Accepting the painful incident that had happened to you was meant to be. This can be a gradual process for someone, but in some others a journey of a lifetime. Allah is going to test us through other people too. One of the Quranic verse about forgiveness is chapter 25, verse 20. Allah says, "And we have made some of you as a trial for others. Will you have patience? And ever is your Lord seeing." Again, that content was in chapter 25 of the Holy Quran, verse 20.
One of the greatest treasures that the Almighty God has given to humanity is this heart. One of the greatest gifts is a pure heart that allows you to experience life. But one of the greatest challenges is to protect this heart from being burdened. One of the aspects in our lives that burden the heart is the inability to forgive others. Psychologically, emotionally, we feel burdened. One scientific study even showed that physically people feel burdened when they cannot forgive others. A group of people was brought, and the members of that group were asked to think of a time when they could not forgive someone. Then they were asked to jump without bending their knees as high as they could. On average, they were able to jump 22 centimeters. Then they were asked to think of a time when they actually could forgive someone. Then they were told to jump as high as they could. On average, this time, they jumped 30 centimeters. This study showed that physically you even feel burdened when you cannot forgive others. When you cannot forgive others, you're hurt twice. The first time someone wronged you, you're hurt. When you cannot forgive that person and move on, you hurt yourself a second time. You allow yourself to be hurt a second time. It's like trying to throw charcoal at someone. Before you throw the charcoal at someone to hurt them back, to seek vengeance, you burn your own hands. You burn your own hands. The Almighty God expects us to forgive others. If we forgive others, God forgives us. We liberate the heart through forgiveness. Studies have showed that people who are able to forgive, they are happier. They suffer from less depression in their lives. Malik al-Ashtar was one of the students of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. One day he was walking in the streets of Kufa when an ignorant man came, insulted him, and hurled an object at him. He did not know who Malik al-Ashtar was. Malik al-Ashtar proceeded. He went to a masjid. Then the people came to this man. They told him, "Do you know what you just did? This is Malik al-Ashtar, the commander of the army of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam." The man started to shake. He ran after Malik. He found him in the masjid. Malik was praying. When Malik al-Ashtar finished his prayer, the man fell at his feet, kissing his feet. "Please forgive me. I did not know who you are." Malik al-Ashtar told him, "Oh man, I swear by God, the only reason why I came to this masjid is to pray and ask God to forgive you." This is the student of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Pray and ask God to forgive you. The Almighty God expects us to forgive others.
For forgiving and forgetting, we should know more and more, and of course practicing them. So inshallah, we follow this interesting and necessary topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So follow us on parstoday.ir, the tab Call of Islam. The archive of all the programs are there. Please find today's special. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami.
La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a thought-provoking saying from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the salvation of mankind in the end times. the world will not come to an end until a man from my progeny and of my name shall be master of the world. When you see a green ensign coming from the direction of Khorasan, then join them, for the Imam of God will be with the standards and will be called Al-Mahdi. Pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi tahirin. In this program of the Hadith of the Day, we are going to recite a beautiful Hadith of the Holy Prophet, which is about the Akhir al-Zaman, or the time that comes to the people, and the Prophet says that in that time you have to be patient. Qala Rasulullah, ya'ati ala al-nasi zamanun, la yunalu fihi al-mulku illa bil-qatli wa-tajabbur. ولا الغنى إلا بالغصب والبخل ولا المحبة إلا باستخراج الدين واتباع الهوى فمن أدرك ذلك الزمان فصبر على البغضة وهو يقدر على المحبة وصبر على الفقر وهو يقدر على الغنى وصبر على الذل وهو يقدر على العز أتاه الله ثواب 50 صديقا ممن صدق به. A very nice hadith. The Prophet said that, actually, there shall come a time when people cannot get into power except by being jealous and seizing of people's property, cannot become popular except by abandoning religion and following their selfish desire. God will reward anyone who lives in that time and is patient with poverty, although he can acquire wealth, and is patient with baseness, although he can attain glory. His reward will be equal to the reward of 50 believers who have acknowledged me. Look what a beautiful hadith here is. That first of all, the Prophet mentions here that the time comes to you, that in that time, لا ينال فيه الملك, the one, the people, cannot get the power, authority, إلا بالقتل والتجبر, except by killing, murdering the people, and tyranny, and oppression. And then there is no غنى إلا بالغصب والبخل, by usurping, by seizing the properties of the people, by bukhl, by, let's say, jealousy. And then says that wala al-muhabbah, there is no hope, there is no love other than getting away from deen and from iman. And then the Prophet says that those people who leave in such a time, and they are sabir, and they are patient, and they try to leave, for example, in simple life, while they can attain wealth by usurping, by oppression, by killing the people, yeah? If the people are patient in that time, living simply without usurping, without, for example, getting power and authority over the people by qatli wal qitali, by killing, murdering the people, and then they can stay in the state of kind of simple life, poverty, despite the fact that they can get wealth by different kind of means available for them. Then the Prophet says that their reward will be ثواب خمسين صديقا ممن صدق به. Their reward will be equal to the reward of the 50 believers who have acknowledged me. This is the great blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these sort of people. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ruhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I welcome you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, among our brothers here. Dear Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well, dear listeners. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 30, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
153. The same page.
The same page as previous sessions.
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters did not hear you. What page?
153.
So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 153 of the Quran. Kareem, hurry up. Let's get it started. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah
30.
That's our topic for today. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah at the very beginning of our class and then get started.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون.
Good job. Nice recitation. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Fariqan hada. Did I say a'udhu billah and bismillah before reading this ayah?
No.
Alright. So, one important rule. In terms of recitation, we have some etiquettes. It means we have some steps to, for the respect of the Quran, okay? We should do those steps. And they are so good. And then start reading the Quran. So Allah Almighty Himself says in the Quran, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Whenever you wanted to read the Quran, say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, okay?
Yes.
Seek refuge of Allah Almighty from the shaitan, okay? And then start, okay?
Yes.
Then we start everything, every good work by the name of
Allah.
So we sit properly. And with wudu, okay? Any time you wanted to recite the Quran with wudu, and start face to face of the Qibla, okay? This is in the direction of Qibla. It has a lot of thawab, okay? Even one of my teachers, I've seen him, okay? Whenever he wants to perform wudu, he stands in the direction of Qibla and he performs wudu. Okay? They are really care about these points, okay? So whenever you wanna do a good work, okay? Good work. In the direction of Qibla, stand and do it, okay? You want to read a book in the direction of Qibla. You gain thawab, okay? Whenever you want to read Quran, you read a hadith, okay? In the direction of Qibla, it has more value.
Yes.
Alright?
Yeah.
So, in the direction of Qibla, sit properly. Put the Quran in front of you on the rahl, okay? And you can say, A'udhu Billah, with wudu you are, inshallah, okay? A'udhu Billah, bismillah, start. That's the way we should do. So, I get back. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fariqan hada wa fariqan haqqa alayhimu dhalalah. إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. All right. Who can read this?
Yes.
Ali Nasir, can you read it?
Can I read?
Yeah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة
ما شاء الله
إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون.
Good job. فريقا
Hada.
That ya, Hassan, do you see that ya? Hada?
Yes.
That's a ya. Why don't you read it haday?
I think it's not the fatha on ya. It's alif mad. So you should recite it hada.
Hada. It's called. We have three types of alif. We have alif, we have dagger alif. Okay?
Yes.
Which is that small alif.
Yes.
And we have also Alif Maqsura, which is, this is Alif Maqsura, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
We have Dagger Alif, and also we have Alif Maqsura. So Alif Maqsura sits on, sometimes on Waw, like Salat, Salawat it is. It's written Salawat, but it is pronounced as
Salat.
Zakawat, Zakat. But this one, For example, hada'a, it is hadaya. Or for example, hada'i, hadai. Whatever you read, but that's wrong. You should read it, hada. Okay. وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَ هِمُ عَلَيْهِمْ. It ends with mim sakin.
Yes.
But since you have hamzatul wasl right after it,
yes,
you got to join them. How do you read it?
عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَ.
عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَ. ضَلَالَ تُو. In rules of stopping at the end of words, okay, at the end of ayah or wherever you make a pause, we had a rule, if you remember. Let me see if you remember. The rule of how to stop at the end at a word having ta marbuta. Do you remember?
Yes.
What's the rule? Ta marbuta. What is ta marbuta?
Ta marbuta.
Ta marbuta is ta marbuta. The ha that has two dots on the top. Yes. That ha. Dalalatu. Yes. That's called ta marbuta.
Yes.
So, in case you want to stop at a word having ta marbuta, what do you do?
The ta marbuta will change into ha.
The ta marbuta changes to?
Ha.
Ha. What about the harakat, the sign that it has?
It changes to sakin.
Yes. Whatever it has changes to?
Sakin.
Sukun.
Sukun.
Yes. So, it means ta marbuta changes to a sakin. Ha.
Yes.
Dalalatu. If you make a pause, Hassan, how do you read it? Dalala. La. Super. Good job.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Innahum, innahum, again hamzatul wasl right after it. Inna humuttakhadhu shayatina. Hassan, it's not shaytan. Shaytan is singular.
Yes.
Okay, grammatically. And shayateen is the plural form of it. Alright, plural form. So Allah Almighty says, a part of mankind, He, Allah Almighty, has guided, and a part of humankind, okay, has deserved to be consigned to error. For they took devils for guardians instead of Allah, and supposed they were guided. Sometimes, guys, sometimes people are on the wrong path.
Okay? Yes, yeah.
People are of many kinds, okay? Sometimes they are on the right path and they know they are on the right path. Sometimes people are on the right path, but they
don't
know they are on the right path. Sometimes people are on the wrong path and they
know
they are on the wrong path. Sometimes people are on the wrong path, but they
don't know
they are on the wrong path. Sometimes people don't know, are they in the right path, on the right path, or on the wrong path, and they don't know that
what
anything about. Okay,
yeah,
about it. So we should be people who know they are on the right path, okay, and they know it. Okay, we should be on the right path, and we
should know it.
Should know we are on the right path. Sometimes those who are on the wrong path, okay, they might, because they don't know they are on the wrong path, okay, they might think that, yeah, we are on the right path. While they are
on the wrong path.
They might be loving it. They might be enjoying their life, okay? They earn a lot of money. Everything is okay. They steal people's property and nothing happens to them, okay? Wow, I have everything. Come on, that's not yours. That's others' properties. So they might feel good, but in the day of judgment, inshallah, they will see. And in this world as well, they will see, okay? They
have seen this. Yeah.
Let's get back to the tajweed points. Fariqan hada. Fariqa. If you stop, but here you don't have to stop. It's not a proper place to stop, okay?
Yes.
How do you read it?
Fariqa. Fariqan.
Fariqan hada.
Yeah. Fariqan.
Move on. Wafariqan.
وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة
أحسن Qila, we have a stopping sign. Hassan, tell us.
As you said, it's stopping sign. It says it's better to stop. It's better to make a pause there. But you can continue.
Good job. Innahum, make sure you stretch the sound of noon and a nasal sound. إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء or أولياء. Which one? Extension or without extension?
Extension.
Extension. أولياء. The mother is wajib.
Yes.
من دون الله. How do you read it?
يب إخفاء.
Read it.
من دون الله.
أحسن. ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. The last point, Ali Nasir, tell us.
Yeah, we have إدغام مثلين.
إدغام مثلين, where?
On ميم.
ميم.
أنهم مهتدون.
إدغام مثلين says you have to extend the sound of ميم for how many counts?
Two counts.
That's all. Yes, with nasal sound. So, I read the ayah, that will be the last part, okay? Listen and repeat. Ready, everyone? Give me a big yes.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, I don't hear you, though, but I can still feel like you're ready. Let's get started. Listen and repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة
فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة
إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون
إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون
ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون
وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
أحسن تم الله بلسي إن شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. That's all from us for today. Stay with Arab English Radio. See you next session. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Allah. Salam and greetings to all our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. Here we are for another lesson and another journey to the profound ocean of spiritual insight. This is Mujtaba Farzaneh, your host for today's episode. Since the profound verses of the Whispered Prayer Sha'baniya are filled with wisdom and insight, we are going to reflect on the next segment of the Munajat. Through these discussions, we aim to uplift our understanding from the rich Islamic heritage. So without any further ado, let's get into today's segment of the Munajat. Open your hearts and let's embark on this journey together. I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
إلهي أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجى الزيادة من محبتك إلهي وألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, place me among those who show servitude to you, the position of those who consistently hope to increase your love. My Lord, please inspire me with a mounting passion for your remembrance and with an enthusiasm for the refreshing resort to your names and the station of your holiness. Alhamdulillah, we had the tawfiq to come a long way and reach these parts of the dua. In the first line of this segment, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place us among those who show their servitude towards Him. أقمني في أهل ولايتك. That requires a long discussion contemplating on the meaning of wilaya. I'm afraid I couldn't find a suitable equivalent for the word neither in Farsi nor in English. And that's why I ask you to let me know if you can find a term to describe the concept. So let's first take a look at its literal meaning. When referring to the Noble Qur'an, we can clearly notice different usages for the word wilaya, but they all have something in common, which is a sort of relationship between two parties. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am your wali. Sometimes He introduces some people as His wali, and some other times He announces that some people have wilaya towards another group of people. Let's listen to these verses. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati ad-dunya. All in all, we can consequently say that wilaya denotes an effective give-and-take relation between two parties. With all the above being said, if we want to give a more accurate meaning to the first line, we have to say, O Lord, please place us among those who show servitude towards you, and you are their guardian. This request is quickly followed by a condition. Not only we ask His Almighty to place us among Ahlul Wilaya, but also to place us among those who consistently hope for Allah's increasing love. That's totally another level. This also demands a number of other tips to be pointed out, that we are going to mention, inshallah, after a short break. Stay tuned.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah, The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
We first of all have to understand that our relationship with God requires faith. One cannot just claim, I'm the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but continues their lives in heedlessness towards Allah's do's and don'ts. On top of this, we have to understand that the prerequisite of faith is establishing a relationship with the infinite Lord of the universe. That's where performing all the religious rites suddenly start to make sense. Without them, you cannot establish an effective relation with your Creator. Second, when we ask God to place us in that special position, it shows that Allah's consideration could be also graded, because we ask for the highest level of His mercy. Please be aware that we're not talking about the general mercy of God, which is all-encompassing, all-inclusive. We're talking about His specific mercy, which differs person to person, society to society, and time to time. The Noble Quran remarks, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, or those who know and those who do not know alike. And the last point is that it is not optional to move among these graded levels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy willingly. Our will is one part of the deal, which will be effective only together with Allah's grace. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't enlighten the way for you, you lack guidance. That's why we implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to align our wills with His, so we can thrive and be placed among those who receive His special attention and mercy. Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقلك يا حبيب
شعبان بجمالك
شعبان شعبان
يا شعبان
يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs
الله هو ذا الرحمن
الله
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar, Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Zain. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Sayyid Zain, for today's episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs, we want to listen to your words regarding an important question on Islamic beliefs, and that is our deeds and our record of deeds. We know that every day Muslims are concerned with their deeds. Even the most trivial points in their lives, they believe, are recorded by the angels of recording, something like that, and they are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be rewarded or chastised, you know, in the case that they are evil deeds. But the question for today's discussion is that, are these deeds presented to Imam As too, since he is alive, since he is the Hujjah of Allah? Are our deeds, as they are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are presented to Imam As, Imam Mahdi Ajalallah, or not?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم So there are narrations that point to this, that our deeds are presented not just to the Imam, but there are traditions regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. There are traditions that say other prophets as well, that their people, their deeds would be presented to them as well. And then certain of the Imams as well, there's certain narrations from them that they have indicated that the deeds of the people are presented to them. So then it would hold true for the Imam of our time as well, that our deeds are presented to him, to the Imam.
Yes. Okay. So, and we know that Hujjah, Imam As Ajalallah, is alive. He's passing life in major occultation, according to Shiite beliefs. Is he a witness to all of our deeds as Allah is? And if yes, is it true to say that a human being, since Imam As is a human being, can benefit from the characters and the features that Allah has or not?
So, the question of whether, you know, he's witnessed the same way that Allah is witness, I think it's a complicated question, because you'd have to go and look into, like, you know, things of philosophy and see, you know, the nature of, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also the nature of the Hujjah, the Imam, what place he has in existence and all these things. But I think what suffices for us to know, at least, you know, like at a simple level, is this, that you know, our actions are being witnessed by the Imam as well. Okay. Now, how they're witnessed, that's a different question. That's a difficult question as well.
Right.
But the narration